Well, we devoted last Saturday's programme to taking a look back at the year on the land in 2025. So this morning, we are going to take a look at the year ahead of us. Where are the banana skins? How big are the bear traps? Will it be nitrates derogation version 2.0? Will it be funding for nature restoration? Or will it be the mother of all rows over cap reform? Those will all undoubtedly grab quite a few headlines this year. But farm succession or generational renewal is, for my money, the 800-pound gorilla that's going to make everything worse if it continues to go unaddressed. Unless the next generation of qualified, trained, progressive young farmers get out in their tractors on viable-sized farms, all of the above will get worse. And you could probably also throw into the mix rural depopulation, loss of services, reduced economic activity, poor environmental management, etc., etc., etc. So I have a studio panel ready to tell me how right or how badly wrong I am on this. But I wanted to begin with an illustration of just how frustrated wannabe young farmers are.
There is tough days in farming, but it's days like when you go out into May, June, the grass is growing, the lambs are thriving. There's no better feeling after having done the hard yards in the shed.
Yeah.
I suppose around lambing time, maybe the rain pelting off the roof. Lambing those yows, getting those yows lambed out the field.
Did you ever want to do anything else other than this?
I suppose from young age I knew farming was where I wanted to be.
Michael Feely is frustrated. Suckler beef and sheep farming at home near Elphin and Roscommon is what he really wants to do, but so does his brother and his father, and there isn't enough farm for three whole incomes. So he has to work off farm and doesn't start farming until about 6 o'clock in the evening.
I suppose working with sheep, working with livestock is very satisfying. There are challenges.
But this was always your focus.
Yeah, yeah.
This is what you wanted to do. Is it frustrating then that you're not able to just put all of that energy into this business?
Oh, most definitely. You see the legacy that our parents have built up, and they're trying to hand it over to us and supposed to be able to continue that legacy. Definitely there is big barriers there, and I'd love to be farming full-time, but I don't see it being a possibility into the future with the way things are currently.
Okay. Talk to me a little bit about your peer group. How many of those that really want to farm can farm?
I said the majority of them probably in time to come won't be farming for the simple fact that they'll have an off-farm job got. They might potentially have had to move away from home to get that job. They'll have family, I suppose, renting
out. And these are the ones who went to ag college?
These are the ones who went to ag college, yeah. I suppose there's a lot more jobs there too outside the farm.
Yeah, and people will have their head turns and they'll find something more interesting. But I suppose what I'm asking you about is, of those that want to farm, how many of them are just finding that there's too many stumbling blocks between them and the job they want to do?
Oh, I'd say the majority of those, definitely, if not 50-50, 60-40 or higher.
And what is happening to them in the main? Are they going to Dublin and finding something else to do? Are they emigrating or where are they heading?
I suppose it's split over that. You have emigration, as you say, maybe going to college and getting a job in the area that they're in college. I suppose potentially maybe settling down, which getting married in that area. Planning permission is a big thing, which is causing people to move away from home. They can't get it, or maybe it's 2 or 3 years of a battle. I suppose it leaves a bad taste in your mouth too when you're not able to maybe develop where you've lived all your life. You're not able to build that house. You're not able to keep in with the community. I suppose that's where it's getting lost down along the way.
Successive governments have tiptoed around this problem. Pensions, means testing, farm payments arrangements have remained mostly unchanged for fear of disadvantaging older farmers, the ones perhaps more likely to vote. The result has been to make farming increasingly impractical for the next generation, who then seek their fortunes elsewhere with inevitable consequences.
The primary school I would have attended, that's closed. There wasn't enough students to keep it going. The primary school my father attended, again, it's within 2 to 3 miles of home. That's closed within the last 10 years. There's been several schools, several shops, several businesses that have had to close because they either haven't enough footfall or they can't get the staff to work in those jobs. So it's sad to see that suppose rural Ireland, they built the country, and it's struggling now, and it needs something to get it going. Now,
of course, there's many reasons why something like that ends up happening, but in your mind, is this failure to transition farms to the next generation and keep young men and women farming in this part of Roscommon a significant part of that?
Well, definitely. I suppose if young people don't get the opportunity to farm, they'll move away. They have nothing holding them there. They have nothing to build on, to develop, I suppose, and continue on what their parents have done. There's a lot of farms around here. They're starting to sell to plantations. I suppose they're planting trees, and once that land goes into forestry, it'll never come back out of it, and that's a big issue.
Standing in a field looking at the result of Michael's sheep breeding programme, I noticed something that would really only happen on a family-run farm where successive generations attach a sense of legacy to the land. 8 acres of a field where the entire hedgerow was painstakingly and backbreakingly laid to simultaneously create a stock-proof fence and a corridor for nature.
There's a holly, birch, there's a couple of ash trees, a bit of hillum there. I suppose laying or ligging, as sometimes it's called, we'd cut up a small bit above the root of the plant, cut in about 3/4 way and fold it.
Would you bend that right over to the ground then?
Yep, and bend it over. And again, that once it touches down, these new shoots will start to grow up. It'll be stock-proof. I suppose there's a bit of blackthorn in it too, which is the stock-proof element of it.
And much more satisfactory to look at than a barbed wire fence.
Oh, definitely, yes.
And a hedgerow that has been cleared out and denuded of any nature.
Yeah. No, that's you can see they're even starting at the bottom. We've cleaned the drain out, but you can see where the moss is growing again and the different species are growing on the ditch. So if you're out in very early in the morning or very late in the evening, dawn or dusk, it's magic to watch and listen to all the different species that are present in it. Bats, squirrels. Again, you'd have the likes of your rabbits taking shelter, foxes. It's a wildlife sort of sanctuary nearly around here.
I could see why you would want to be able to be here full time.
Yeah.
Is it annoying that you have to do the 9-to-5 somewhere else?
I suppose you have to play the field in front of you too, and I suppose it gives you maybe that extra bit of satisfaction to come home in the evening, to go out and see it and to do it. And we're very lucky in the sense that we have parents who farmed. They're willing to hand it over to us. I suppose the burning passion is there to take it and work it and put our stamp on it and leave our legacy behind us. But again, that'll only happen with the necessary support and infrastructure from the government.
Michael Feely in North Roscommon. He's the chair of a group called the Young Sheep Farmer Forum, who last month travelled to Dublin and made recommendations to government on how to best promote generational renewal. And I think it's perhaps worth noting that forum of young farmers is facilitated by the Keepac group, who presumably wouldn't be bothered doing that if they hadn't recognised that without a new generation of farmers taking over, their factories are going to be a lot less busy.